You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Kevin Lynch.
I'm from Cape Breton, so my roots are strong in the Nova Scotia community. I now kind of live in Ottawa and spent a long number of years in the federal public service. I'm now the vice chairman of the Bank of Montreal. But my heart has always been here in Nova Scotia and how we make sure it's always attracting new folks and sustaining kind of the young folks we have here. We want to make sure that Nova Scotia is a place that any young Nova Scotian can realize their dreams, staying here, working here, building new companies here, not having to leave. In a sense, what's happening is we're in disruptive times. Technology is changing everything from media to kind of business to how you order your kind of your dinner and what have you. So they're very disruptive times. That's both challenging, but it's an enormous opportunity because everything's going to change. So what we have to do is ask ourselves the question, can we be part of that innovative change? Can we change kind of and create new businesses that can appeal to this change? And there's no reason why we can't do it here just as well as they do it in New York or Toronto or Silicon Valley. So part of my talk was about innovation in unlikely places. And I think the goal is we have to make Halifax and Nova Scotia a likely place, not an unlikely place for innovators and entrepreneurs. If you look at the skill sets, kids are actually very good at new technologies. What they have to do is make sure that they have kind of the education and skill set training that gets them ready for the new innovation. You know, it's not just being an engineer. It's creative skills, it's communication skills, it's some technology skills, but it's the skills for the new jobs that are going to happen tomorrow, not the jobs of yesterday. And even the jobs of yesterday are going to require different skill sets. So I think it's really important for the education system and for the community to talk to young Nova Scotians about kind of the new skills and convince them, give them the confidence that they can be winners in this changing world, not left behind. As someone who's part of that aging population here in Nova Scotia, again, I think technology can actually help healthcare providers, social service provision. There's many ways you see the fastest growth of use of information technologies now is amongst older folks. The key is we got to help them feel comfortable and use it well, because it can give them, part of the problem when you get older is you get disconnected from your community. You're not working anymore, transportation's harder, but the information kind of technology allows you to be connected from home to your health provider, to your friends, to information providers, and we've got to make sure that kind of every group, young, out of working, retirees in Nova Scotia, kind of the technology works for them, whether it's economic or societal. Key role for the private sector is to come up with innovative new business models that will employ young graduates. And it's creating that employment base and that kind of density and excitement is actually their role. The role of government is to actually make sure the enablers are there, education, government is a risk taker, new things, that actually supports the private sector. But in the end of the day, it's the private sector that's going to create these new jobs. What we want to do is make sure it's a Nova Scotia private sector that creates them, not a private sector somewhere else.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.